This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour on the Thursday, December 12th edition of the D-D.
Oobadamungalunga.
You have a hard time saying that for some reason.
Well, sometimes I want to put the V where the J is just for fun. I'm trying to be clever, and my mouth and my mind don't work together. You know the old expression, make sure your mind is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. And I'm not sure that's always the case here. At any rate, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off on a toy drive in Los Angeles. And so, and Kara's on vacation. So Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here we are giving answers. We're leaders. You ever get mail addressed to influencer at in your address? You ever get that stuff, Victoria?
No.
Really?
No.
I get it all the time, and I wonder about what it is people are trying to, obviously, when you get something addressed to an influencer from somebody who wants to influence you.
Right.
It's an interesting sort of reality
check.
Hopefully
those people can't find me, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, there you are. Right. Keep moving. Well, anyway, we're here to answer questions. You don't answer a question with a question. I would say to you, my question is, what are we doing about getting rid of the Saudi military students who have been training in our country, given the fact of what happened in Pensacola earlier this week? What is being done to eliminate that problem?
Well, I don't know if the problem will be eliminated, but the Pentagon announced that 852 Saudi military students in the U.S., that's actually all of them that are accounted for, they are indefinitely barred from operational training after a Saudi airman killed three sailors in Pensacola last week. And so they said operational training refers to training that occurs outside the classroom, like in-flight instruction, firing range training, things like that. So instead, these 852 students will still take classes inside the classroom, but that's going to be it. And for now, at least. And the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, directed the Defense Department to strengthen its process of screening foreign students, which, hello, you would think that, like, yeah, I know, right? The department apparently has 10 days to complete a formal review of current procedures and then present them to the defense secretary. Authorities say that the Saudi airman, the gunman, he legally purchased the handgun that he used to open fire in a classroom building before he was eventually killed by gunfire from police. And so he bought the firearm through a setup that allows someone in the U.S. on a non-immigrant visa to purchase a gun. So that, to me, feels like that's a loophole that we could all agree on closing, right? Shouldn't that be a bipartisan thing that everyone can agree that should not happen? If you are not, if you are on a non-immigrant visa, you should not be able to buy guns. The FBI is still investigating that as an act of terrorism.
We have 4 million people employed by the federal government. And so it is. People will say, well, there's so much treachery and there's so many bad people and these guys can't keep up with it. You know what? 4 million people with a budget of how many jillion billion dollars, I don't buy that we shouldn't be able to keep up with them. That's your job. So you want to have the job, you want to have the work, then do your job. That stuff is inexcusable. And just is, there's so much red tape wrapped around that sort of thing. No, it doesn't work. No, these people have, it's nothing but politics. That's all it is. The Saudis have no damn business being here doing any of that stuff, given their track record. And it's only because of their oil.
How many
more
times are we going to let them attack us?
Shoot things up.
They're responsible for 9/11. Right. They're responsible for the Pentagon attack. They're responsible for this attack. And why are we still training them? Why are they still considered to be our quote-unquote friend? We know what they do to their own people. There are a thousand journalists have now been rounded up by the Saudi government. And anyone who's ever said anything disparaging about the government, they're going to get the Khashoggi treatment. And these are people who we're calling our friends.
We've got all of these things, and yet the Chinese are doing the same thing. They're not our friends. So why is it that we have this distinction between
oil.
The Saudis.
The Chinese
exactly.
don't have oil.
Yeah, Chinese have nothing except a lot of cheap labor that we're taking advantage of as well. So anyway, as a can't solve all the problems in the world, but there are some thoughts and there are some answers to questions. What do we do about them? You stop letting them in. You do your job as a part of the FBI or whoever is responsible for screening these people, Homeland Security, whatever. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the way I read into it. Here's something that's a little more pleasant that you're supposed to do. You take care of all your friends with Christmas presents, and you'd like to be practical. I'm very practical when it comes to giving gifts. I like to give things that people can use. Not that it isn't fun, not that you want to give away things that are just kind of cool and fun, find little gadgets and tricks, and I like to get games for my... Actually, both my children like to play games, and my grandson certainly does. So, but this is not from the game department. This is from the practical department. MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. There are new MyPillow, the MyPillow towels, for example. Fabulous value. You can save 30% on those. And by the way, they are towels that actually work. They absorb the water. You've heard me talking about them. Actually, you've heard me for years talking about the MyPillow products. I guess I should just steer you to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV on the radio listener special tab they have there and get great specials that go up to 66%, whether it's the towels, the mattresses, the pillows, you name it, they've got it. And the discounts that you get using the DJV promo code are fabulous. So Christmas, let's have some really good practical answers to gifts. What do I get for this person? Hard to get. Get them some towels. Go to MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the special promotion by entering the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. It's 14 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and I are happy to have our, this is the mystery co-host, not of the week, maybe of the decade. Mario Armstrong might as well have a seat at the table here, because he's been around more than anybody else when it comes to gift giving. The exception that I have to your being here today, however, Mr. Armstrong, is that the focus here is on some ideas that you have for last minute gifts. I don't consider this to be, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on your excitement, this is not last minute time. For me, last minute is 5:45 on Christmas Eve. This isn't last minute at all. You got 2 weeks, right? Until Christmas?
This is just the fourth quarter for you. There's plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Come on. Panic. Let's not panic. Let's not let panic set in here. If you don't have all your holiday shopping done, here's Mario with some ideas Last minute, no, I'm not going to say. You know what I'm doing? I'm scratching that. It's not. Here's Mario's idea. For gifts, you have a list of holiday necessities. So let's see where we can help people out. Everybody. Yeah, let's have some for everybody, Mario.
Okay, we'll do. That's a great idea, and I love the fact that you're right. These are not last-minute gift ideas. These are gift ideas for now that some of you will wait to the last minute to move on.
How yes. Yeah, that's very good. Very clever.
All right, here we go. Okay, so the first one, I got a great set of headphones for baby boomers I want to get to in just a second, but I'm going to start first with some gifts for the gamers in your family. There are a couple of really great games that are coming out. One that's really catching a lot of attention, even my kid was into this when he was asking for this. Sekiro is the name of it, S-E-K-I-R-O, Sekiro.
How old is your son? How old?
My son is 16.
Ah, okay, he's old enough for this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's old enough for this stuff, absolutely. That's right, pay attention to those titles and maturity levels and make sure you're getting the right stuff for your kids and your family. Now, right. This is an action-adventure video game that has RPG elements. Gamers knows what that means. But they have a lot of exploration through this. Players are uncovering new items. They get to meet new characters. It's a really fantastical and awesome game that has a beautiful environment. It's a ninja, and the powerful ninja abilities of stealth, vertical traversal, and visceral head-to-head combat in this game are really exciting and amazing and a lot of fun to play. It's available now under $60, which is great. It's on PC via Steam, but it's also on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And while we're on the topic, Doug, real quickly of gaming, the place to go to if you don't know what to get or if you need some help or guidance is GameStop. They've been my go-to for several years because they just get it right. I can do everything from trading in games to picking up new ones, but they're the headquarters for PC gaming, and it's also the place to go for the new All-Star Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Stormtrooper Collector's Bundle.
That's all right, wait a minute. Hold on. So hold the phone. Let's go. Not so fast, pal. Let's go back. Please, and underscore what you just suggested, because I don't. And on one pass, people are not going to remember that, so help yourself to it again.
Yeah, okay. So GameStop is the place to go, and they have a great bundle there for the new Star Wars game called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Stormtrooper. Now, it's a collector edition bundle, and the bundle comes with the PC game. It comes with a cool keyboard, the mouse, and a mat. You can even get a matching Star Wars sweater, which is under $20 if you want to do that, which is a nice gift idea to throw in there as well. And there's even a limited edition Star Wars Purge Trooper wireless controller that comes with a charging stand, too. But basically, go to GameStop.com/esports, esports, and you'll be able to get tips from the pros on gaming lessons that you can implement, and they always have deals of the day there at the GameStop website. So go check out GameStop.com/gift ideas.
Power to the players! I feel like it's power instead of power to the people. Power to the players.
Power to the players.
Yes.
Speaking of power to the players, power to the boomers, I have a pair of headphones here that are first noise-canceling headphones acoustically designed for baby boomers. Made by a company called ZVox, Z-V-O-X, and the model is the AV50. These headphones, the AV50 headphones, are really great because this was the first generation to really experience rock concerts in a big way, and they experience hearing loss more than most. So these headphones have this AccuVoice technology which boosts voices while reducing the unwanted background noise. Yeah. So it really helps my dad. It sounds really great. We got him a ZVox speaker for his television because they also have speakers as well. But they have a built-in microphone on these headphones that allows for hands-free calls where you can really only hear the caller, not the crowd. And one of the best things about it, too, is that they're super lightweight and comfortable, and they're under $100, and they come in four colors.
Is this a new brand? I don't know this brand. This is something I've been on the air for a long time. My ears are not what my co-hosts be happy to tell you. My ears aren't what they used to be. And I also am a farmer, so I'm on tractors a lot, and that doesn't help my ears either. No, so maybe I need some of these things for Christmas.
Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of noise for sure. Over time, that definitely wears down. ZVox has been around for a while. I first got introduced to them for their speakers for your televisions. Connecting that to your TV set and being able to...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good. You know someone I'm not supposed to know.
So what do you do, Leroy?
Just walk on by.
That's the way. He handled the problem. Country artist Leroy Van Dyke starts our retrospective on Throwback Thursday of the top five songs from this week in 1961. None of them were Christmas songs, just great, silly pop things. The world was changing rapidly when it came to pop music, and there was such a mix of all kinds of things that made it. And today, sometimes on the mix stations, you hear combinations of country and pop and rock and that sort of thing. But this is how it all started. So, Leroy Van Dyke, a big in country, crossover hit Walk On By, number five this week in 1961. This is, anybody who was around in that era remembers this song very well. I'm sure it isn't striking a chord with you, though, Victoria.
I've never heard it, no.
Good story, no. You've heard this one, though. Number four. This is the first hit for Ernest Chubby Checker. Really, his real name is Ernie Evans. But because, I think I've told the story before, because Fats Domino was doing so well, Chubby Checker decided that he wanted to get it. Fats Domino, Chubby Checker, get it, Victoria? Okay, that's where the name came from. He always wore a plaid suit, too. Chubby Checker did. This song sold millions. I think 40 million copies of this thing. And it started a whole new dance craze called The Twist. Crank it up, Peter.
And mama ain't around.
Ba, 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 ba. Yeah, he's just leaving. Mama's not around. Mama's not doing The Twist.
We're gonna twist and twist and twist it. To each other, house down.
Yep. Goosebumps. I get goosebumps when I hear that song. I was a freshman in high school. I can remember doing The Twist with a few characters. Number four. Okay, so that's the Chubster. Number three.
Goodbye, cruel world. I'm off to join the circus.
James Darren.
Gonna be
no relation to Bobby. He became a television actor of sorts. But he had four or five hit songs, including this really strange story. A woman turning his world upside down. Goodbye, cruel world, number three.
Well, true love, I'm off to join the circus.
Where are the circus?
Gotta find a way to hide my tears. Said I'll have them rolling in the aisle and I'll forget that woman. If it takes 100 years,
I think that for a lonely romantic song there. Victoria.
Sure.
All right. One of the most famous story songs of all time. Everybody knows the story from Jimmy Dean, a Big Bad John. Big John. Number two this week in 61.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew he didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Jimmy Dean, people always say, because nobody remembers him as a musician unless you're my age. Is this the sausage guy? And it is. Yeah, it's the sausage guy.
Nobody seems to know where
okay, that first week at number one for a hit that did very well as the Marvelettes started their career. Please, Mr. Postman. This is my favorite era of music. These are a bunch of 16-year-old girls from a high school in Detroit. And you got what you expected, Victoria, from this song.
They sound like the Chipmunks.
Yeah. All right, Petey, you can crank us up a little bit. This was female doo-wop. You categorize it that way. You know what doo-wop is, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is female duo. There weren't many female artists that would engage in this kind of stuff, but the Marvelettes certainly did. Number one this week in 1961 on the DJB program, 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gets your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour hearing yesterday, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee is expected now to vote today on two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one accusing him of abusing the power of the presidency and the other obstruction of Congress. Republicans like Ranking Member Doug Collins were outraged when Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler abruptly changed plans last night when a committee vote was expected, but instead he recessed the meeting till morning.
This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever. And if the American people wondered about this impeachment anymore, they don't have to wonder anymore.
Nadler claiming he wanted to give members time to, quote, search their conscience. The death toll from a New Zealand volcano eruption earlier this week now up to 16. Two more victims hospitalized died yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivery. Delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on the Thursday, December 12th DJV program. Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners everywhere. You can hear us everywhere, Victoria. Your mother, Fancy Nancy, is probably listening right now and you don't even know. And all your friends want to know what you have to say about the issues of the day. That's good. It's cool. On Air Victoria is her Twitter handle. Mine is at Doug Steffen. Jennifer is out on toy drive. That ought to be a lot of fun. Kara is on vacay in Mexico. So here we are, traveling around the world. Let's go to Turkey, shall we, for a moment, because the Turkeys. I kind of like that better than the Turkish. The Turkeys say that if we impose sanctions on their country, it may be the end of our two vital air bases there. Yeah. Foreign Minister says that, quote, if the U.S. imposes sanctions against Turkey, then the issue of the bases may be on the agenda. Ooh. They said, the folks in the Turkey said Congress members must understand that it's not possible to get anywhere with sanctions. Really? Huh. I speak to the Iranians about that and a few of the other people who've had sanctions. It's also this one of these bases in southern Turkey is where one-third of the nuclear weapons in Europe are stored. Why the hell do we have them in Turkey? Would be my question. Wouldn't that be yours?
I guess they have to be stored somewhere, right?
Yeah, so. Put them on German soil or something. These people are not friendly. I don't think the Turks have been friendly for a long time.
Wasn't Erdogan just meeting? Wasn't he just at the White House last week or the week before?
Yeah, what happened?
So I don't. I guess nothing. If they're still saying, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right. I mean, this thing's been going on, what, for 2-3 months now since they launched that military offensive against the Kurds in northern Syria? They're trying to wipe them out. Another religious war. That's all it is. Middle East and their nut bird, the anger that they have and the foolishness about arguing about religion. It's just nuts. The world is nuts. Every war that we have is caused by religion. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Here's, well, this is, I don't know if I'd, I want to, there's a, I'm trying to examine and, figure this out. You can help us, Victoria. Help me. I'm talking like the the word of the year is they. We were talking about that earlier, and you can help us. When I say us, I'm talking about me. Joe Biden, it has been said by several different sources, is upset about the debate regarding his age, because apparently his competitors who aren't doing so well are trying to take him down. And so if you can't get him any other way, let's take a shot at him because he's 77. Okay.
But Bernie's 78. Elizabeth Warren's 70-something.
Yeah. One,
they're
71.
All in their 70s.
Right, exactly.
Trump's
so anyway,
75, right? 70, something like that.
Who, me?
Trump.
Oh. No, Trump's same age as I am.
How old are you, 74?
73, thank you.
Okay.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
I'm just saying every single person is in their, in their 70s,
right.
So
exactly.
Except for Mayor Pete and, you know, Andrew Yang. Mike Bloomberg's also in his 70s. Everybody seems to be the same age.
Right. They're all about the same age. Okay.
So I don't know
so
how
anyway.
They can pick on Biden and not pick on
Thank
themselves.
You. That's the story. You can't pick on him. That's just, it's not, and he said, by the way, his opponents are saying because of his age, he almost certainly wouldn't run again in 2024. And Biden says, nope, that's just not true. So, see where that all goes. It seems kind of silly.
Well, he's not wrong. People are writing him off as a potential one-term president.
Well, they wrote Hillary off as a one-termer when she ran 4 years ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she didn't pledge it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought, huh?
No, she didn't pledge that, no.
Harvey Weinstein.
You, huh?
Huh?
As we're talking about people in their 70s, huh?
Huh? Did your mother ever say that?
No.
Harvey Weinstein has reached a $25 million settlement agreement with a lot of the women who accused him of sexual assault. The deal has to be approved in court, be paid by insurance companies, and not him. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Not one penny would come out of his pocket. He doesn't have to admit to anything, no wrongdoing, nothing.
So frustrating.
Story in today's New York Times. Yeah, it is very frustrating. A couple of items from Kentucky here. The governor there, Andy, is it Beshear? I think that's how you pronounce it.
Beshear, yep.
Yeah. Plans to restore voting rights to more than 100,000 people who have felony convictions. This is something that's going on pretty much around the country, isn't it?
Florida just did this
states?
Not long ago. They gave some voting rights back to former felons who had, you have, obviously there are conditions. You have to have served your sentence, done whatever parole or probation you had to do, and then I guess certain people are allowed to get their voting rights back. Which I agree with. If you know, look at all these people who end up on a felony drug charge, and they weren't selling drugs; they were possessing it on their own.
Right.
You shouldn't lose your voting rights because of that.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Is Beshear a Democrat or a Republican?
I don't know.
Anyway, he said they deserve to participate in democracy by taking this step by restoring voting rights. We declare that everyone counts in Kentucky. We all matter. He was inaugurated, and this was in his inaugural speech. His father was the governor there for a while. He left office in 2015, so it was an interesting reality. His father's successor was Matt Bevin, and he suspended the order, so I'm guessing this guy's a Democrat, it would seem. How does that square in Kentucky, where Mitch McConnell is so powerful a figure, and the Republican Party is, so it's got to, I don't know, it must say something. I don't know what it says. But
I don't know.
Kentucky and Iowa.
But look at Florida. Florida's very red. So, I don't know. It seemed to be fine down there.
Yeah. It maybe isn't. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a red and blue issue. Kentucky and Iowa are only the only two states that don't allow at least some of the convicted felons the right to vote. So now Iowa is all by itself there. Currently, there are 312,000 felons who are disenfranchised in the state, according to the League of Women Voters. One out of every 11. Can you imagine that? Can't vote because of that's pretty. That's pretty damning when you consider how many people are in jail. Never mind the felony stuff. Also in Kentucky, the Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to a Kentucky abortion law. So let's follow this through, Victoria, and explain what it means, because there's a lot of double talk in this. What it means, the Supreme Court rejected a challenge to an abortion law. So
Kentucky passed the law.
Hear.
There was a lower, I don't know who challenged it, but someone challenged it with a lawsuit.
The ACLU is the one that challenged it.
Okay. And then I guess either the ACLU or the state of Kentucky wanted it to go up to the Supremes. So yeah. I guess it went all the way up, and then they kicked it back down. Yeah. I think that's probably going to happen more and more with them kicking it back down, because I don't really know if anyone on the current Supreme Court, maybe there are a few, but I don't know in general if those Supremes really want all this Roe v. Wade stuff to kick up again and have it be on them, you know, because I think that even Brett Kavanaugh considered Roe v. Wade as... I forget how he phrased it, but essentially he said it was settled law. That's what it was.
Yes, he did. You're right. Those are the phrases. Yeah, he said it was settled law. Yeah. There is something about people that work everybody up when it comes to Roe v. Wade. I had this conversation with my daughter once, and I'm not sure she bought it, but this is what people who are maybe, if it's seasoned, I don't know what the right word is, people who are observers of the situation, and I think... I certainly am qualified in that because I've been talking on the radio about these issues since 1974. I wasn't, when I first 10 years on the radio, I was a disc jockey, so we didn't talk much about issues. We talked about what was going on culturally and the music and that sort of thing. But then when I started doing this sort of thing, I took a very strong interest and a stance when it came to Roe v. Wade early on. And I've never changed my position. I do not think, and I don't think there's anyone who can convince me really, that there is a chance. This is one of the few things that would actually cause a revolution in our country of some great consequence. You just don't mess with Roe v. Wade. You can threaten to, and you can use it for political gain and stance and stuff, but it will not happen. Because
the problem, though, is I agree with you. I don't think Roe v. Wade will be taken down. But the problem, though, is there's a lot of laws that have already been put on the books and that are in individual states. And like in Kentucky, this specific law, which I honestly consider to be barbaric, but doctors are required to make the woman hear the heartbeat of the fetus as well as look at it on the screen before that, and that's the law. And if the doctors don't do that, like if they actually have compassion for this woman, for a woman in that situation, if they don't do that, they can go to jail and face disbarment, medical disbarment. This is the most extreme. I don't know if people really are talking about it that much, but we've got a lot of these very similar laws that are happening in Georgia, Alabama, now Kentucky. It's all the same thing, and it's completely stripping women of their rights. So Roe v. Wade in general may not fall on a federal level, but individually people need to take a look and be aware of what's going on the state level.
I think that there is an issue here, but how it's practically handled, I think, is something that remains to be seen. But there's a consternation, to be sure. All right, Victoria, hold on a second. We're going to talk about the latest news on the Boeing 737 front. And also, what's going on in Disneyland and Disney World, which is not particularly happy after this.
The Geek Out. The holidays are here, and that means it's time to sit down and consume your favorite holiday TV shows and movies, but you might be in for a surprise. For those of you who are cord cutters, you might find that many of the most popular holiday shows do not have a streaming outlet. Fandango recently published a list of 20 such holiday movies and specials, so things like all of the different versions of A Christmas Carol, that Rudolph special we love, and even the animated classic from 1966, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is on the list. Topping it, though, is Buddy the Elf. Yes, Will Ferrell's beloved movie Elf cannot be streamed on one of the subscription services. We've posted the full list on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
All right, so here we have the latest, for those of you who are following what's going on with Boeing 737 MAX, and what the people at Airbus are having a picnic with this. They've got orders for planes that compete the A321 and the new A321neo. This is as a result of the Lion Air crash and the other crash. Interestingly enough, the FAA, and man, if they've got the balsam to actually admit to this, somebody needs to take a broom to that agency. They predicted more than a dozen crashes would occur with this plane unless the design changes were made to the aircraft. So why the hell didn't they say to Boeing, ground the plane and fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just talking
about
it.
Because they were allowing Boeing, they basically allowed Boeing to sort of like police themselves. Yeah. And so they really just put so much trust into Boeing, which was a huge mistake, obviously. And so they said, all right, well, you guys are going to do your own inspections, which is what happened. And Boeing said, yeah, we're going to handle our own inspections and just give you a report, instead of the FAA doing their job. And now look where we are.
Well, back again to what I said before about all of government. Mm-hmm. 4 million employees. We have trillions of dollars that we spend in taxpayer money to do the government. The government's supposed to do its business with that money, and instead they're just walking off and leaving it to other people and just not doing their job. These people should all be fired, every damn one of them. So should some of the people running Walt Disney World. Disneyland, Disney World, the subject of a big lawsuit filed this week by labor unions who say that Disney's not paying a living wage and a lot of people that work there have to live in their cars. Well, there's a choice to be made, but you'd think in the happiest place on earth, their first concern would be to make their employees happy so they can make everybody who's wandering around there happy. But they apparently don't. 27 million people went through Disneyland resorts last year, 30,000 workers, and most of them are at minimum wage. Or many, you know, the ones that are dressed up as Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse and whoever's wandering around there.
Yeah, I was telling you during the break, I had a friend who did that for a summer in college. She was a theater major, and she worked as the Little Mermaid, and she said it was just horrendous working conditions. Yeah, she did it because she wanted it on her resume, and I think that's where a lot of people, they put
that's
up with it.
That's why they do it. Sure. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Let's go for it, Victoria. Bee Gees.
What are we going
for? Movie. We're going for the great music that came from the Stigwig Organization's movie that put Vinnie Barbarino into a place of historical, monumental importance in movies. Bee Gees and Staying Alive from that movie. I'm expecting you have some news about Barbarino. Is that true, or what do you have for this? The Bee Gees movie, that's coming out too, isn't it? Is that part of the
conspiracy? They're going to make a Bee Gees movie. Yeah, they announced that. But anyway, Saturday Night Fever premieres this day in movie history, December 12, 1977. In New York City. I couldn't have said that better myself, Doug. That film solidified John Travolta as a major movie star coming off the TV show. Welcome Back, Kotter.
Hold on a minute. Not John Travolta. From
whatever,
the,
I know.
Chuck Curry playbook, it's John Travolta. All right, you know, yeah. Please continue.
Yes, you know who he is. But anyway, John was on that TV show, Welcome Back, Kotter, on ABC.
Yes.
And they saw something in him. And cast him in Saturday Night Fever. Movie went on to be a huge hit. Now, here, I just want to preface this. This movie was a hard R film, which means it was definitely not for kids. But right. It was so popular. The soundtrack was so good. That was the best-selling soundtrack at the time of all time. Great music in the movie. That a lot of kids wanted to see the film. So Paramount, that summer, went and recut the film to PG-13. And a lot of people still went to see So it was two versions, an R-rated version, hard R, and a PG version, and both made a lot of money.
Great movie. Great. And you know what? Even though they look, the outfits are different, those movies still hold up. I think they do. Anyway, what do you think?
I've always believed the best decade for film, for me, is the 1970s. I think some great movies were made. The style, the tone of 70s films were very different than...
Well, look what started in the 70s. Indiana Jones started in the 70s. Star Wars started in the 70s.
Indiana Jones started in 1980, but you're right on the cusp. Right. Right. Well, you know, well, we could go back to, I love the disaster genre from the early 70s.
74.
Well, here's the thing. 72 Beside Adventure, 74 Towering Inferno, then a game changer in the business, which was 75 with Jaws. And then 77 Star Wars. So, and 78 was Grease and Superman. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great decade for genre.
Superman, that's right, too. That started then as well. Yep, lots of stuff. Really fun things. I don't think we have as much fun. Maybe, is that the way? I don't feel. I like to go to the thought provoking movies. There are a lot of good movies around now, I think.
Yeah.
And they're good story movies. I can't stand. And this is just an age thing. I don't know. But Victoria, whether you like to go to the Transformer movies or all these monsters that are, it's just nonsense. I mean, well, how do you find that?
I'm not that into the superhero thing. I like Superman, and I like
those are okay.
Some of the Batman stuff.
I'm talking about the artificially created monsters and stuff. The stuff that you, the Wonder Woman movies. Yeah, all of those.
Yeah, I love Wonder Woman. Sure.
Yeah, those are kind of fun. All right, this is well, Chuck's
time. Because in the 70s, they didn't have the technology to do movies like Transformers. The CGI had become a game changer.
Their first Godzilla movie was in the 40s, wasn't it?
Yeah, after I know, but that's...
World
that's,
War II.
Those are basically...
CGI, those
they put puppets. They put a man in a suit and magnified... Right. to do that stuff.
practical
effects were really the best. If you go back to like 1982 and you watch a movie like John Carpenter's The Thing, all of that is practical. Some of those effects are still, they're outstanding, and they're more believable. And if you go back to like 72, the capsizing of the Poseidon actually is a lot more effective in 72 than it was in 2005 in the remake, because when you go full-blown computer, you could tell it's a computer in a lot of shots, and right.
When it comes to the Poseidon, you know, they shot that in that same, there's a bay in Mexico where they shoot all of the Titanic was shot, and it's the same place. They shoot all those boat movies in the same bay that seems to, it looks like you're in the middle of the ocean. It has that effect, but it's like a stone's throw off the coast of eastern Mexico. It's kind of...
God, yeah.
I didn't realize that stuff. All right, what else you got for movie news?
Speaking of good movies, there's a movie coming out this month called Uncut Gems, getting great reviews. It stars Adam Sandler in a very serious film.
Oh,
he plays
a
jeweler who becomes a degenerate gambler. People say the movie's riveting, and I've read reviews. Not only do they say he's going to get an Oscar, but some say give him the Oscar. He's that good in
completely against type. Cast completely against type.
Yeah, he's done it a few times, but a lot of comedic actors are actually really good actors, and Tom Hanks has proven that, Michael Keaton's proven that, Adam Sandler, at times has proven that, but good for him. That's
good. Yeah, very good for him. All right, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here at 59.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.